from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The annual cleanup of downtown Timmins goes this Saturday morning at 9. Timmins Get Clean volunteer Jason Cerita says you can get involved first by going to the group's Facebook page.
All you need to bring is yourself and your friends and some safety gloves if you have them. We'll provide the garbage bags and we'll take care of the rest for everyone.
Cerita says the operation will focus on discarded drug paraphernalia and whatever garbage can be picked up downtown and on walking trails. From a questionnaire we circulated to all of the Timmins riding candidates in next Thursday's provincial election, New Democrat Jill Bissot highlights gas prices. He says his party says they need to be regulated.
Why wouldn't we regulate the price of gas in order to make sure that those type of spikes, 20, 25 cents as we saw the other day, don't happen, and that we deal with the differential in price between northern and southern Ontario?
Bissot notes that the difference from what you pay for a liter of gas down south can be 20 to 30 cents. Freedom Convoy organizer Tamara Leach will not be awaiting her trial in jail. An Ottawa judge has found that Leach did not break her bail conditions by accepting an award for her leadership during the protest from the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms. After an independent review, the judge maintained Leach's ban from social media and from contacting other convoy organizers, but mentioned that it's unusual to keep anyone from visiting a city or a province. Leach will be allowed to return to the capital, but is still banned from several areas. 15 monkeypox cases have now been confirmed across Canada. The Public Health Agency of Canada says an additional 10 were identified in Quebec. The PHAC says more laboratory samples from different jurisdictions are being delivered to its National Microbiology Lab in Winnipeg. It adds, we can expect to see more cases confirmed in the next few days. Monkeypox does not generally spread easily between people. It spreads through extended close contact with an infected person's respiratory droplets, bodily fluids, or open sores. And Pfizer says it will provide nearly two dozen products, including its COVID-19 vaccine, at not-for-profit prices in some of the poorest countries in the world. The company says the decision is aimed at improving health equity in 45 lower-income countries. Most of them are in Africa, but the list also includes Haiti, Syria, Cambodia, and North Korea. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.